This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and five specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
As the Democratic National Convention kicks off today, a new generation of voters is coming into the fold this election season, and they will not be ignored. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Gen Zers are often stereotyped as constant TikTok scrollers, and some say the assumption that they're not engaged in politics or don't care about what's happening couldn't be farther from the truth. To learn more about how members of that generation are thinking this election season, we turn to WBEZ higher education reporter Lisa Curion Phillip, who spoke with some students who are deeply engaged and concerned about what's to come, and who also plan to be at the DNC. We were also joined by one of those Gen Zers, UIC student and activist Angel Naranjo. Lisa got us started off with just what she's seeing and hearing from Gen Zers on campus about this particular moment in American politics and the DNC itself. Here's Lisa.
Yeah, what stuck out to me was really that they are getting engaged. And you know, that looks very different to different people. I think we saw over this past year that a lot are getting involved with activism. I saw that at the encampments on campus. I talk to people who are also supporting the convention in one way or another, whether that's volunteering or student journalists who are like, oh my gosh, this huge thing is coming to my city.
Yes.
And I get to take, you know, this unique perspective and kind of observe history happening.
Yeah. Well, Angel, what do you think it is about this idea that, you know, Gen Z voters, they're disengaged. They don't know what's going on. Where do you think that's coming
from?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I can see it in a couple ways. I think one, it's people who are trying to, you know, downplay our voices. People are trying to silence us, you know, because it is young people who are rising up and who are, you know, taking a stand, especially around issues like Palestine, you know. It really is young people who are, like, making the move. Like, we saw the recent student encampments taking place across the country, like, that really sparked a fire, you know, of student protest, a wave. And so I think on one side, it's people trying to downplay our voices. And on the other side, it's just a stereotype, you know, like young people aren't young forever. You know, young people grow up, people start realizing that politics does affect them and they have to take a position. So I don't know. I don't really know where it's coming from, but I don't agree with it. I think the movement is growing among young people.
Well, Lisa, you asked Alejandra Sotelo, that's a Rogers Park native and a student at Loyola University, who's attending as a neighborhood ambassador. Here's a little clip of what she's looking forward to next week.
It's historical in many ways, and I just can't wait to see what happens. I mean, we have Kamala, you know, giving us representation, me as a woman in politics and me as a woman of color. I think that's really impactful to see. It really does give me hope as to where the United States will move forward.
It's really nice to hear her positivity and just that genuine excitement,
yes.
Lisa. Do you think Alejandra's answer could feel surprising to people who make some of those assumptions about Gen Z that we've been talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, and I've heard it from young people I've talked to over the past few months, that people had been feeling very, maybe not necessarily disconnected, but just disheartened and despairing given the violence in Gaza. And, you know, there's so much turmoil just here in the United States and kind of just these big divides that young people are facing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I was hearing a lot of that sort of despairing, but in talking to students more recently and young people more recently, I think there is this vibrancy there and this optimism that maybe things will turn around. Yeah.
Angel, you're from Little Village and you're a history student at UIC as well as an activist. Why are you planning on protesting at the DNC?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've been looking forward to protesting at the DNC for over a year now. You know, before the Al-Aqsa flood on October 7th even happened, we were already planning on protesting because there's a movement in this country that has been making demands of the Democratic Party and has been given false promises by the Democratic Party that haven't been fulfilled, you know, whether they be immigrants, workers, LGBTQ plus people, women, you know, there's a lot of things that, you know, we deserve that we haven't been given by the Democrats that have been promised to us, you know. Mm. So that's one reason that I've been looking forward to protesting. But ever since the Al-Aqsa flood happened, you know, we've realized that Palestine really is at the top of the agenda, regardless of whether, you know, it's a Republican or a Democrat, you know, in office. The reality is that people are being murdered across the world, you know, and that's with our tax dollars, you know, billions of dollars being sent to fund a genocide. So, you know, I completely condemn that. And many people here in Chicago condemn that. And many people across the country condemn it, too. So that's why we're going to be marching on the DNC on Monday.
So tell me how you feel now about this current moment in the presidential race, now that it's Kamala Harris as that Democratic candidate.
Right. Well, I mean, look, we've been saying whether it's Genocide Joe or whether it's Killer Kamala, there is still a genocide going on. You know, Kamala Harris, you know, it's not so much about her as an individual. But if you do want to talk about her, you know, she's said that she isn't going to support an arms embargo to Israel. You know, she said that Israel has a right to defend itself, quote unquote, from quote unquote terrorism, you know. And I just think it's like, I think it's completely wrong what she's taking, you know, the position she's taking. I think that I understand why people are, you know, afraid of Trump or saying it'll be worse under Trump. But the question is, how much worse can it get in Palestine? You know, I don't think it'll get much worse. You know, there's a genocide going on. And so it's not so much about Kamala Harris or Tim Walz as individuals. It's about the order of the Democratic Party itself that allows this genocide to happen.
Hmm. Lisa, does any of what you're hearing now echo what you've heard from the other students that you spoke with?
Yeah, especially with activists. I think there are a couple of students I've talked to have said, you know, we are grateful that Kamala and Harris and Tim Walz are the candidates, but we still want to be out there protesting at the DNC so that the Democratic Party knows we will not support what is happening in Gaza, and we want change in our foreign policy to happen. So I think there is more, or I've heard from certain students that they're, you know, they, like I said, they are more optimistic about who the candidates are, mm-hmm. but they still want change within the party that they want to represent them.
So, Angel, what are the ways that you and other activists at UIC are preparing for the DNC?
Yeah, I mean, right now, as students, we're organizing a national student contingent to march on the DNC. We're going to be comprised of groups from SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine, Students for Democratic Society, and a variety of other groups are going to be joining us to march. You know, youth and students are very eager to, you know, make their voices heard, to be within sight and sound of the United Center here in Chicago. And so we're doing that. And, you know, we're trying to let people know that there is an organized mass movement that is opposing this genocide, that is saying stop sending U.S. aid to Israel, that is saying free Palestine, you know. And we want the people to realize that if history has taught us anything, it's that change isn't going to come from within the Republican or even from within the Democratic Party, you know. It comes from the streets.
Lisa, you also spoke with Patience Hurston. That's a senior at Columbia College Chicago and also the editor-in-chief of the student newspaper, The Chronicle. Now, her role will be leading their newsroom's coverage of the DNC. And so you asked her about what her goal was in being involved. And here's a little bit of what she said.
There's a lot of complication of where do I vote? Why does my vote even matter? There's a lot of despair. But I'm hoping at the DNC, at the very least, that we can kind of help people feel empowered in telling their story and coming to talk to us and why it matters.
Tell us a little bit more about Patience and what stuck out in this conversation.
Yeah, Patience is very excited. She just stepped into her role as editor-in-chief, and she's also just, I would say, a history nerd. So she's read a lot about the convention in 68, talked to Columbia College alumni that participated. And I think she's excited to see how this plays out in comparison to what was happening in 68, but also just trying to break it down for your Columbia College student mm-hmm. and her fellow students, because, you know, as we've been discussing, there is a lot of discontent and despair. And I think some of her goals were to really get at why are protesters out here, for example, and on an individual basis, what's bringing them out here, what's motivating them, mm-hmm. And also empowering other students to, if they want to use their voice, figure out ways that they can do that.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. Inspire change. Shape the future. WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Anhel, what are your thoughts about voting and why so many young people feel like it doesn't matter?
Yeah, I mean, I think votes, you know, we've always heard growing up that, you know, your vote matters, your vote counts. People fought for the right to vote, right? But the reason I think people feel so disillusioned nowadays, and especially the young people, is because they see that we have like really an illusion of choice. You know, we don't really have a real choice in society, at least right now. You know, there's an illusion between, you know, there's a choice between a war criminal, you know, and another war criminal, you know. So I feel like people are disillusioned because they feel like, oh, if I vote, you know, it's still going to be horrible either way, you know. So that's the way I see it. I know that's how I felt for a very long time. And that's why I got involved in the movement. That's why I got involved in activism, boots on the ground, you know, organizing masses of people, you know, making sure that politics is something that happens like every 4 years, every election cycle. It's something that, you know, you engage in every day.
Right.
You know, so I think that's why people are so disillusioned. They feel like they don't really have a choice.
So, I mean, you're obviously very passionate on hell, and you've talked a lot about Gaza, for instance, but there are the young people outside protesting, making their voices heard, and then there's the older guard inside, right, inside the political spaces, the senators, the congressmen, who can choose to either listen or to ignore you. So what concerns do you have about making sure that you are heard?
I mean, I'm not so concerned about whether or not, you know, they're hearing us, because I know they are. You know, we're going to be within sight and sound of the DNC. You know, these congressmen, they know we're protesting this. You know, the president, they know we're going to be marching on the DNC. You know, when Trump came into town, you know, on like a very last second trip, we were there protesting him. You know, so I'm not really so concerned about whether or not they'll hear us. I know they will. But
how do you make sure that goes from just hearing you to some action?
Well, we have to get in the streets. You know, we have to make it happen. We have to make sure there's no business as usual. You know, that's what we're protesting. When we actually start affecting the way, you know, things function, when we make sure that there's no business as usual, that's how we get things done. You know, that's how historically we've won things. We've gone in the streets.
And so leave us with this. What do you want people listening right now to know about your generation, especially when it comes to this presidential election in 2024?
Yeah, I think we're a generation of change. I think that, you know, people are heading in the right direction. I mean, the recent student encampments that I talked about in the beginning are a very bright sign of the future. You know, I think that things are changing, and I think that people are getting more involved. And, you know, this is the way to go. You know, change is going to come from the, you know, Democratic Party cabinet. It's not going to come from the Republican Party cabinet. You know, it's going to come from the people in the streets, you know, a mass movement of workers, students, people of all nationalities, backgrounds, immigration statuses, you know, whatever. I think, you know, change is going to come from the people themselves. So I want people to know that young people are getting involved, mm-hmm. young people are getting active, and we're going to make a change. You know, we're going to end the genocide in Palestine. We're going to end USA to Israel, and we're going to see a free Palestine within our lifetimes.
You've also got a busy week ahead of you, Lisa. What are you watching for?
I think I'm going to be watching, especially for how young people show out. And I think, you know, kind of looking at what other issues are bringing them together. You know, the student debt issue, for example, has not gone away. I'm going to be looking for how people make their voices known, you know, with regards to that. Definitely going to be keeping an eye on what's really bringing people out.
We've been speaking with Lisa Curion-Phillip, who's WBEZ's higher education reporter, and Anhel Naranjo, who is a student and member of Students for a Democratic Society at UIC. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Ari Mejia. It was edited by Linnea Dominic and mixed by Max Lubers. Reset brings you the local news you need to know. So don't forget to tune in later today and subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss another conversation. You can also check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Tune in this afternoon for more conversations around the DNC.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.